Today my heart is open. My ears are alert to grow and change. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, why don't you take your seats this morning? So I've titled today's message, In Due Season. In Due Season. Because I want to speak over your life that a due season is coming for you. Just around the corner, there is a due season. You know, when I was a boy, there was a song that we had. I can't remember all of it, but the one line was, don't give up on the brink of a miracle. Does anyone remember that song? You can come remind me. There's like two people in the whole church, okay? It was the 80s, all right? It was probably the overflow from the 70s that I had to deal with in my generation. But anyway, don't give up on the brink of a miracle. And what that is it's there a due season is coming for you. Don't grow weary. Don't get faint. Don't lose heart just before the due season. And don't we know that sometimes in our life, in our faith, it feels like, it seems like we just keep praying for things and we don't see the harvest. Am I the only one today that feels like that? That we've been praying for our son and our daughter, but we haven't seen salvation come to their lives yet. You've been praying for financial breakthrough in your world, but you haven't seen the results of that yet. You've been holding on to all these scriptures in the Bible, you know, and it says that your word, God, does not return void, but I haven't seen my breakthrough yet. Well, I'm here to declare today that a due season is coming for you and your world, and that is good news right there. Let's hold on to faith. Let's not give up on the brink of a miracle because it's just about to happen. You know, there's people here today and you have been believing for healing in your life. Don't stop praying today. Don't let this be the day that you say your last prayer, but let this be the day that faith would rise up in you again and you'd say, I'm ready to go the next mile with this thing because I will continue to pray, I will continue to believe, and I will continue to ask God for faith to rise up because my due season is coming for me and my household. Amen. Amen. You know, I love what Jesus said. We've got to take it seriously. It's in red. Jesus said this. Luke 6, verse 38. He said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. I want to say that again. I know you heard me, but I want this to sink down into your spirit. Give. Give, and it will be given back to you. Jesus said that when he gives, it'll be given good measure. It'll be given pressed down and shaken together, and it will be running over into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So today, as I continue to go through this message, my prayer is that you will hold on to the good measure pressed down, shaken together, and the running over into your world. That as I'm talking about money, because we're in faith, love, hope season, that you won't see the giving of your money, the giving of what you work for every single week, the giving of the thing that so matters for you to put food on your table, that you won't see giving as you having more lack, or as you give, there is now a hole in your world or in your finances. But when you see or hear the word or think of or read the scriptures and the words generosity, giving, tithing, all these words come up, that whenever you see those words, your spirit would leap with faith because it means good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. You know, I believe when the church reads the Bible, we need to read. When I read, I say, Holy Spirit, today show me what you need me to see. The reason why is I don't want to see with my own eyes, I want to see with my spirit man. Because with your own eyes, you see giving and we see lack. But with the spiritual perspective, spiritual eyes, we see giving and we see abundance. So every time giving or tithing or the Sunday message, you know, it's now we're gonna give this morning, my spirit leaps because the first thought is abundance, not lack. See, God, Jesus formulated a way. God formulated a way to bless His church. We are born into sin, a life of sin. And with that comes a curse of lack, a curse of not enough, of always needing more, of not being fulfilled in our relationships, of needing that someone to tell us they love us. There's constant lack in our world. So God provided a way for you and I to have abundance, to feel fulfilled, and it's through giving. Giving a smile, giving money, giving time, giving our talents, whatever it is as we give, God has created that pathway as a way for Him to bring abundance. As we give, we receive. As we sow, we reap a harvest. As we give, He gives back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I love that scripture, and I keep it so close, because for it to be running over, it means I have more than enough. In order for it to be running over, that means that God has satisfied my needs, and He has given me so much that I can then pour out into our community, into the lives of my neighbor, whether it's money, whether it's a meal, whether it's an invite, whether it's just speaking to them and showing love. There is so much love of God in my life that has fulfilled me to a point where Melanie does not have to fulfill this empty void in my life of love, but my Father God feels it, that it fills me to overflowing. So therefore, when I speak to my neighbor, I can speak love to them. I don't tell them the problems in their lives or the problems in the world. I speak the answer. I speak truth. I speak abundance. I speak life, because my soul is full, overflowing with love. So that's how it works. Today's scripture we're going to read through this morning is Galatians 6. Verses 6 to 10, and this is what it says. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Just a little pause there. This is the Passion Version. It says, and those who are taught the word must share all good things with their teacher. A sharing of wealth takes place between them. So this is what that scripture is saying, is there is a response of giving when we receive. There is a response that we give when we receive. See, it's a trade-off. And I love the trade-off. It's really good for us. It's a bonus into our world. That as we give material earthly things, God, through His teaching of the Word, gives us eternal spiritual things. And we might say to ourselves, and this is often, I think, the struggle we have, well, this, the struggle I have is what's money got to do with that? You know, what's earthly things? Like, you're a spiritual God. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this is what it has to do with that. With that is, as we give our precious, as Pastor Mal preached a few weeks ago, God gives His. As we give what is so necessary in our lives, in our earthly flesh lives, in this world, we need money, we need finances to put food on the table. As we give what's so precious to us, that is a response, as He gave what was so precious to Him, and that's Jesus Christ. And then more than that, Jesus ascended and He gave the power working manifestation of the Holy Spirit for us to live our lives with. The power of the Holy Spirit is the one that brings provision into our worlds. He's the one that speaks into our minds when we're sleeping at night with strategies of how to grow our business, with strategies how to manage our finances, with strategies of how to manage the gifts that God has given us. So as we give the natural, he gives the eternal spiritual, but pressed down, shaken together and running over. In other words, our natural can fulfill the natural realm, but the spiritual that he gives fulfills the natural realm and the spiritual. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying today? Are we catching holes? So as his blessing comes to our lives, provision comes into our lives. The Bible says that he will supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And so what that is as our needs become his needs, he, through his spirit, fulfills those needs. As we pray and sacrifice our lives to God and the things that matter so much in our world, which is represented often through finance, what we are doing is we are aligning ourselves and we're saying, God, this is what I feel I need in the natural, but what I really need is for you to fill me in the spiritual. And as we do that, our needs become spiritual needs. Let me break that down. So instead of praying for simple things of our everyday life in our own worlds, okay, so if I get a little personal, you know, there's things in my world I personally, in my body, want healing for. And often when I pray to God, sometimes the first things that come out of my mouth is all the things I need and want. But as I learn to put them aside and come before God and worship him, my mind becomes heavenly focused. And I start to then pray into things like the community, into your lives, into the lives of the people in this church, into the finances of the house of God. I start praying into the Ivory Project and the She Rescue Home. And what happens is my needs are sitting on the table, but they get replaced with heavenly needs. And then that scripture gets fulfilled that he will fulfill our needs according to his riches and glory. So that now my needs are his needs. He comes and fulfills them. But because his word says, pressed down, shaken together and running over, I find the needs on the table also get fulfilled. Can we see that? So while we keep our mind on these things, right, we are keeping God in this box that he is a God that fulfills our natural. But a heavenly perspective does not work that way. He is a God of the spiritual, the supernatural God. And so when he fulfills through the spirit realm, he fulfills everything that's under his lordship, which is the natural and the spiritual. Do we see that? As we only have control over the natural, he has control over all things. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen? Amen. Verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In other words, don't think for a second God's not going to come through on his word. He's not going to be mocked. As we rise up in faith every time we give, no matter what it is, whatever we're giving, as we rise up in faith, God looks at that and he goes, I'm not going to be mocked there. I see that faith activated. But here's the key. When we give without faith, the Spirit of God isn't moved. I feel like that was a big one right there. I don't feel like I got much from that from you guys. As we give without faith, we're just giving out of obligation. When we tithe without faith, but when we tithe with faith, see, God is moved through faith. Let me prove it to you. Okay? Jesus said, the only way to come to the Father is through believing in me, trusting in me, faith. The only way we obtain salvation is through our faith, because God, the Spirit of God, is moved by our faith. So when we tithe with faith that God will be true to his word, that the word will not return void, the Spirit of God is then moved. It's like it draws his attention and he goes, there is faith. I need a blessing over here. I command a blessing where there is faith. because there is faith, because there is righteousness right there. Jesus, you must have covered that person because they're moving in faith right now. And so he commands a blessing, the scripture says. But when we tithe without faith, all we're doing is a good deed. It's very noble of you. Thank you very much. It's building us. We can use that this week. But the truth is I want us as a church to be giving with faith. This is why I want that. It's because I want you blessed. I want us all blessed. I want us walking in abundance and blessing. Blessing of love, blessing of, you know, prosperity through finance. And I want our kids to be blessed. I want them to be at school and they're the ones that are favored. You know, we get this blessing, this favor of God when we activate, walk and live and breathe faith. Are there any faith-filled Christians in the house this morning? Is there anyone here that can give this week with faith in their bellies? You know, could we even step out on that limb and go, God, I've never tithed before, but next week, you don't have to do it today, but you can if you move, but next week, I'm going to have purpose in my belly, and we are, as a family, we're going to give to the house of God, and God, we're going to do this with faith. Never done it before, but I'm going to believe that something amazing is going to happen in my world as I do that. Verse 8 says, and for he sows to his flesh will reap of the flesh corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will reap the Spirit everlasting life. I said that all backwards, but you can see it on there. When we give to the Spirit, in other words, when we give through faith, a spirit of faith, we reap spiritual things. But if we give just in the natural, you know, well, we've got $5 left this week, it's all I can afford. When we come like that, we just reap the rewards of the natural, which quite often in my world, it's nothing. But when we do it in the Spirit and we go, God, I've only got $5. But I know in your hands, this $5 is pressed down, shaken together, and it'll start running over. Do something with it. Breathe on it, Holy Spirit. Close your eyes and just drop it in. You know? Yeah, so many times I've only had $5.50, which is just enough for a Zarafa's caramel latte. A tall, single shot. But I've been with somebody, and although I buy them a straight latte, which is, a, you know, 50 cents cheaper, I buy their latte. God, it's my last $5. And trust me, I'm never without. I look at my wallet, it's my last $5. But I'm going to choose to bless. I'm going to choose to give. Because God, I know when I give, I receive. Doesn't mean I come and someone's got a coffee for me. But it means in my world, I just look around. I look around my life, my family, my boys, my daughter, just so blessed. My daughter got healed of cystic, what's the word? Fibrosis. Yeah, fibrosis, that word. Don't even know the word anymore. It's so far in the past. Blessed, favored. You know, I have money to spend every week. Favor. Now I have an amazing family, the favor of God. Amazing church, full of faith, praying for me every week. Favor of God. So blessed. I'll give a $5 coffee every day of the week. You know, for the blessing of God. Amen. You know, this reminds me of a guy in the Bible, Simeon. There's only a little bit in the Bible about Simeon. God said to him, you can't die until you've seen Jesus. And so he used to hang out at the temple. The Bible says that the Spirit of God directed him one day to the temple. Mary and Joseph rock up with this little baby to dedicate. And there's Simeon. It says, surely my eyes have seen the Lord. Then he was free to go to heaven and he died. Could you imagine living your life with just one word from God? Perhaps you're here today and once you just had a word from God, don't grow weary, don't lose heart, because in due season, God will fulfill his word. Simeon day after day was looking for the answer. Day after day, he was looking to Jesus, praying, come on, God, is he born yet? Is the Savior, is the Christ here yet? Then one day, the Holy Spirit led him to the temple. You know, church, the Holy Spirit wants to lead you. Can you hear his voice? Are we still waiting upon the Lord? Are we still every day coming into our bedrooms, praying on our knees for our child who doesn't know God? Are we still listening? Holy Spirit, are you speaking today? You know, Moses grew up in the kingdom. And then he did one wrong thing and ends up in the desert for 40 years. Married the only good-looking woman there. 40 years goes by, but he knew there was a whisper in his spirit of greatness, of amazing things that God has for his life. And he had to wait year after year, year after year, continually seeking his God, continually saying, speak to me, do something with me. Then one day he was just walking along and there's a burning bush. Church, your burning bush is there waiting for you to walk along. But let's not lose heart. Let's not let our heart grow faint. Let's not stop praying. Let's not stop believing, because God is going to bring a time into your world where you're going to hear the voice of God and he's going to lead you to the temple like Simeon. You're going to hear the voice of God and he's going to say, pray, quickly pray, quick, come home from work. Pray in the bedroom, today's the day. And would you have lost heart? Would you have grown weary? Or would you say, yes, today I will pray again. Holy Spirit, thank you for leading, because this is the day of salvation. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it every single day, because our due season is coming. You know, perhaps you've been tithing for a long time and you haven't yet seen the fruit. The fruit is coming, because the Word of God says it will never return void. And it said that as you sow, you will reap a harvest. Come on, let's keep tithing as a church, because it's through those times of drought, that's where we find the victory. Have you ever noticed that God is always there in the hard times? All the stories you ever hear from platforms is always about the stories of the hardness, that God showed up in those moments. And so we all stand up here of these great victorious stories that we have as preachers and leaders and all that. But the truth is there is no preacher or leader on the place of on the face of this earth that does not have scars all over their bodies, scars all over their spirit, man, of the hard times they've walked through. But God is always there in that valley, amen. He is always there to meet you. He is always there to shine a light to walk out of that place into your heal, into your victory. No matter what it feels like for you, today I want you to know your due season is just around the corner. Don't give up on the brink of a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. The last verse here, or second last verse, says, verse 9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap a harvest. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. You know, when Jesus said in Luke 6:38, given it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it'll be measured back to you. Wow. Always thought that was an interesting line to have there. The same measure. It kind of feels like a bit tit for tat, doesn't it? It's like, you know, you give $10 and God will bless us with $10 to the same measure. But that's not what it's actually saying. It's to the same portion of faith. So the measure here is actually our faith in which we come. Let me put it like this. The result of trusting God is we will tithe. We will be a blessing wherever we go, because we trust God and his word. But trust isn't trust if we are just thinking that we trust God, but we're not doing what he's actually asked us to do. Trust is faith. It's believing. So you might say, I trust the word of God and I trust God, but if you're not exercising, then you're not. Because faith is faith when we activate it. I'll prove it to you. The Bible says faith without works is. So if we trust that God is a God of blessing and abundance, but we don't exercise what he has asked us to exercise so he can pour out blessing and abundance, are we grabbing hold of that? See, I would say it this way. With the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So with the same amount of faith that I come and put the money or the love or the joy or whatever it is that we're giving today, with the same level of faith that I give, God gives the same level of trust to us with what he gives. So God will have faith in you to handle his blessing according to the portion of faith that we come to him as we give. Does that make sense? So let us think of it like this. We might give $5 or we might give $1,000. That's not what God's concerned about when it comes to giving. He's concerned about our level of faith. So that's why the lady, remember the old lady that came and Jesus was watching what everyone was giving, and he said that this lady gives more than all because she gave all that she had, but we all know it was $2.55, right? But the other guys were all coming and giving $100, $1,000. And Jesus looked to her because what he was seeing was faith. Yep. And what he was going was, with that little bit of that she has in her hand, she exercised all the faith in her world because she had to give everything to give that $2.55. She gave everything to bring that. As this guy that gave $1,000... That didn't even hit 10% of his income. So he gave a small portion of faith compared to her portion of faith. So God says, I can trust her with my blessing. According to your measure of faith, I will pour out a measure of faith into you being able to handle my blessing. Can we see that? Church, when we give, it's not about the money. What it's about is God wants his people to come to him in worship, and we give to him, and he sees our faith activated, and his spirit leaps inside, and he pours out blessing into your world. I'm wondering this morning, could we have faith enough to shift this into a new gear today? Can we have faith enough to go, you know what? God, I want my faith to rise up so as I give today, you will see that I am a faithful child and you will pour out your blessing because I will use it wisely, I will bless people and I'll do what your word asks. Is there anybody here this morning that would exercise a new level of faith in the house today in your lives? Is there anybody? Can I hear? Is there anybody this morning? Thank you, Lord God. If I could ask the worship team to come and join me right now. You know, I know God wants greater things to come out of our lives and out of this church. And God has set us up here to be a transformational voice in this community. God doesn't want us to just be known. God wants us to be the light that transforms people's world. God doesn't want people just to know of him. The world already knows he exists. The enemy already knows he exists. The devil knows the Bible backwards. But he wants us to be people that would bring transformation into people's worlds. We do that by acting on the word of God, whether it's generosity, whether it's phone calls, whether it's meals, whatever it is. Let's be a transformational people. Let's be a transformational church. You know, we are in a season of growth, City Point North, which means we are all involved. I like that because it takes responsibility off me a little bit. We all have a part to play in the future of this church. Let's keep moving forward. More faith, more generosity, more prayer, more fasting. Let's be a part of it. Let's be moving towards greater things in God. Something I know is that money will try to define us. It tries to dictate to us. It tries to control us. But God wants us to take what we depend on so much so He can show we are more blessed by depending on Him. So church, today I'm wondering, will we not grow weary? Will we not lose heart? But will we continue to place our faith in Jesus Christ, in His Word? Amen? Amen. Why don't you close your eyes and let me pray over you right now. Father God, I just thank You that this church is an anointed church, that we are a favored church. And Father, we are a responsive church, Lord God, to You and Your Word. So Father, as we give, as we exercise our faith, for many of us, we have made decisions today that, Father, we're going to give for the first time every week, generosity, tithing into the house, being generous to people around us. We've made this big decision today. Father, would You pour out Your blessing on us? Would You pour out Your blessing? I pray for the favor of God over every household. Father, where there's sickness, let there be health. Father, where there is lack, let there be plenty today. Father, where people are spiritually dry, Lord God, I pray that a river would come through their world spiritually, Lord God, and fill them today through the power of Your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, church, we're going to come around a time of giving generosity right now. And just turn your attentions to the screen. You can see the many ways you can give today. And I'll love the buckets if they can start to come forward, and we're just going to get straight into that. And, you know, I just want to encourage you that as you do this today and you're dropping that into the bucket, let's do it with faith. We can just get the buckets going straight away. Let's just do that with faith this morning. God, do something amazing with this. I have the faith that You're going to touch my world and the world around me. Amen. I love it. You know, while that's happening, the buckets are going around. Just want to make an opportunity this morning. Perhaps you've been listening to this message and you want to know this God of abundance. You know, the first thing I know that God wants to pour out into your world is His love. He wants you to know how much He loves you. And the truth is as we give our hearts to God, we enter a covenant with Him that we are His child. And by saying that, God then pours out, He opens the windows of heaven, pours favor upon you, protects you. Doesn't mean hard times don't come, but it means that while you're walking through those hard times, He is there with you. Many times I've just been able to say, Holy Spirit, just help me in this time. And I've often wondered, what do people do without God? I pray, Holy Spirit, and He's there with me. What do you do without God? So as our eyes are closed this morning, maybe that's you today. You don't know Him as your God, but you want to come in under His covering. You know today is the day where your due season is here. An opportunity right now for you to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, God of your life, saying, Jesus, I believe You died for me, but I also believe You rose again for me. Today, by faith in You, I receive You. If that's you this morning, we're all of our eyes are closed. I'm not going to ask you at the front, not going to embarrass you or anything like that, but I want to pray with you. Could you just boldly lift your hand in this place right now? I see your hand there, sir. Anybody else this morning? I see your hand there, sir. Anybody else this morning? I see yours there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's just one more person here today. I'm just happy to wait for you. Just one more look around. If that's you this morning, would you just lift your hand in response to Jesus? Thank you, Lord God. Well, let me pray with you right now. Father, I just pray, Lord God, that these people that have lifted their hands, Father, they've lifted their hands as a sign of recognition of who You are, but Father, You saw their hearts open right there. So, Father, I just pray in abundance on their world. Father, I thank You that in this moment, we are what You call righteous because Jesus has washed away our sins. So, Father, we receive that forgiveness today. And Lord, we know that we walk out of this place and we face the same things that were there when we came in. But now we walk with You. Father, give us strength to walk every day and we give you our lives and we acknowledge you as Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen.